message for mine. Tell them what you told me, save it for another day. But don't mind me if I'm dancing on your grave.
That was the song Walkabout by Red Hot Chili Peppers from their album One Hot Minute, released in 1995. And speaking of Red Hot Chili Peppers, the bassist for the band, one of the most the founding members and one of the only members to have stayed with the band throughout all of their many, many, many albums, Flea, has released a new album called Honora. It is a jazz album. It's so beautiful, I thought. Lots of really interesting songs. It's very creative. It's really fun. If you want to check it out, Flea with Honora, with, not, that's not how I say it, Honora. It's H-A-O-H-O-N-O-R-A by Flea, the bassist of Red Hot Chili Peppers, which you just heard. And that was my second little set for you guys, and I've got one more to end it off with some rock music. I've got some hard rock coming on, some a bit of new rock, a bit of metal, a bit of punk, a bit of everything. It's a good energy, high energy. First will be the English band Coach Party from their album Caramel, will be the song Girls. And they describe that over this album, the album brazenly dissects the feelings of isolation and loneliness that all too often plague us in this hyper-online era, and the invigoration of being picked up by your friends that brings you back to life. So that'll be coming up next, right after this short promo, which will happen on Thursdays at 12:30. I play metal on my show, I play a lot of hard songs, and I really enjoy it. But if you want more, if you like it, if you want to keep it coming, definitely go check the show out. It's called Scream Therapy on Thursdays at 12:30. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek in a couple seconds. Thank you so much for staying tuned in so far. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you guys coming in, opening your ears. I hope you enjoy Coach Party coming up next, right after this.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Listen up, go. Just
Train on Fire by a band that I have loved and played a lot on the show, Superchunk, from their latest album, Songs in the Key of Yikes. The band is based out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and they were formed in 1989. So they're still making great music, still keeping up. And that was my second to last song for you guys today. I have one more for you from a band based out of Monterrey, Mexico, which is an all-girl hard rock band based in 2013, and they are all sisters, I'm fairly sure, and this is from their latest song we're playing you guys, our most recent release. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for staying tuned in, and I'll see you next time right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So, without further ado, this is The Warning with the song Kerosene, the song with Thrum, an album of the same name coming up soon, so stay tuned. The Warning.
Want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
You're listening to Free City Radio. This is edition 317. I'm Stefan Christoph. Thanks for tuning in. On the broadcast this week, I'm going to be sharing a conversation with cultural worker Brody Connolly. Brody offers important insights and critiques into thinking through the commodification of music, looking critically at companies like Spotify and others